From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Preliminary results from France's first round of presidential elections confirmed centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen are heading to a runoff in 2 weeks. Analysts are describing the situation as a political earthquake in France. It's the first time in the history of the modern French Republic that the presidency will be held by a member of a non-traditional party, highlighting a deep anti-establishment sentiment. Projected results show Macron garnered 23.8% and Le Pen won 21.7%. The winner needs an absolute majority, and that will be determined on May 7th. An American aircraft carrier headed towards the Korean Peninsula has been joined by two Japanese destroyers. The vessels of the two countries began joint exercises Sunday in the Western Pacific. The USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group, which includes a guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer, was diverted from its trip to Australia by U.S. President Donald Trump. Tensions are rising on the Korean Peninsula over North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear tests. It's not immediately clear how long the Japanese destroyers will sail alongside the U.S. carrier group. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has visited Djibouti, the East African nation that's home to the United States' only military base on the continent. He's on a tour of the Middle East and Horn of Africa. Mattis called Djibouti an important geographic crossroads. Dozens of commercial and military ships travel through the strategic strip of water every day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump made a new push Sunday for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. At the forefront of the White House discussion is a funding. Trump wants initial funding for the wall, a key campaign promise in his run to the White House, included in the budget to finance government spending to the end of September. But opposition Democrats remain adamantly against its construction. The U.S. government runs out of operating funds at midnight Friday, giving the Republican-controlled Congress and minority Democrats just days to reach a compromise with the White House. This year marks the halfway point in an international campaign to provide children and adults around the globe with access to life-saving vaccines. VOA's Carol Pearson reports on the progress and what's at stake in this campaign.
6 years ago, 194 countries signed on to the Global Vaccine Action Plan. The goal is to prevent millions of people from getting vaccine-preventable diseases by the time the program ends in 2020. The plan is to provide universal access to vaccines to protect people of all ages. Dr. Flavia Bustreo is the Assistant Director General for Family, Women's, and Children's Health at the World Health Organization.
Immunization and vaccines are the most powerful public health tool that we have.
Bustreo says 35 years ago, 13 million children lost their lives from diseases that could be prevented by vaccines. She said that number has been reduced to 6 million per year. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, gave a passionate defense of foreign aid and voiced concerns that the political climate in the U.S. and the U.K. could see aid budgets cut. In a speech in London this week, he warned that withdrawing aid will create a leadership vacuum that others will fill. Gates gives $5 billion a year to development aid, making him one of the world's most generous philanthropists. In a speech at London's Royal United Services Institute this week, he voiced fears that the political tide is turning against foreign aid. Gates argues many critics of foreign aid don't realize the huge progress that's been achieved.
If you could only pick one number to highlight the effectiveness of the development agenda since 1990, I would pick the number 122 million. That's the number of children's lives that have been saved.
The United States remains by far the world's biggest donor, funding long-term programs and emergency relief around the globe. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.